What is going on right now? Snip, snap, all day long. I've been on a roller coaster of emotions. It's just absolutely nuts right now. Oh, I got to catch my breath. No Aaron Rodgers. He's staying in Green Bay, like a historic deal. And then Russell Wilson. The Broncos come out of nowhere and find a way to get a Russell Wilson deal done. And it's absolutely blowing my mind. I got to go. Like, we're going through this right now. Drew Lock's part of the trade, which, again, you know my thoughts on Drew Lock. Well, that's out the window. That's out the window now. Because Russell Wilson comes to Denver and Drew Lock is completely done. Okay, that's fine. I'm just trying to get the grip on what was the deal. So Drew Lock's a part of the trade, per Adam Schefter. Seahawks get back. They get Shelby Harris. Shelby Harris was a big part of the defense. Locker room leader. So Drew Lock, Shelby Harris, multiple picks is what we're seeing right now at this point. React to this. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. This has got to be the most emotional Broncos day ever. And I'm talking about more emotional than even when Peyton Manning signed, because you go from thinking you're going to get Aaron Rodgers to thinking you're going to end up with Drew Lock or whatever to, wait a second, there's still light. You're getting Russell Wilson. And there was a legitimate argument between the two. Russell Wilson or Rodgers, who would you rather have? Oh, my goodness. This is absolutely wild. Call us if you want. 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. You can text us on the First Advantage text line. 888-530-0043. Your thoughts on this? I'm nuts. This is crazy. Scrap the show today, Jades. I had a script of what we were going to be talking about today, and I still want to try to hit some of it. But it's a new era for the Denver Broncos. I mean, we were having some fun this morning. I was listening to Tanner on NoCo Now and, you know, listening to his sadness after the Rodgers decision. And then, you know what? He's trying to cope with it. And I think he just got hammered in the second hour because he's like, Trubisky, go. Yeah, let's go with Trubisky. We're all doing it, though. We're all like, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. We'll figure something out. It'll be Drew Lock will be fine, which, again, I thought he was going to be a bridge quarterback. You'll draft a quarterback in the first round. That'll be good. That'll work out. And we're all trying to figure that out. And then, 2 hours later? It's official. Russell Wilson is going to be a Denver Bronco. 719 texting, and Denver signs my brother to be the QB. We going to the ship. Hey, I'm not going to. I'm trying to wrap my brain around it right now. Super Bowl contenders? Yeah, I mean, with Rodgers, I said that they were playoff. I'm not going to go Super Bowl contenders. They're a playoff team. They're a playoff team. Eastside Chris saying, just heard. I hope Russell's contract equals Rodgers plus $1. I can cough up 25 cents. It's a trade. So you're getting whatever he was paid already. What a deal. Jades, can you look up Russell's contract? What's his current contract? Bama Bear, my roommate, is a huge Seahawks fan and is distraught right now. I would imagine all Seahawks fans are not in a very good way. Not in a good way right now. Russell Wilson is a beloved NFL football player and one of the top quarterbacks. Has, you know, last year maybe that shine has worn off a little bit, but the bad team. Can he revive his, I don't want to say revive his career. He was still having good numbers. It's just the fact that they missed the playoffs. I think Russell Wilson kind of escaped all of our brains when we're talking about the top quarterbacks in the league. Jades, what's that contract look like?
He's got 2 remaining years, 35 per season.
2 remaining years. So, hey, that's about right. See what he's got this year and go second year and maybe you do re-sign him to a long-term deal after that. Russell Wilson is a Bronco. How about that? George Payton gets it done. And I think Broncos country, I mean, listen, I did not think that, I didn't think the Rodgers thing was going to happen. I didn't even acknowledge this one because I just assumed in all the reports out of Seattle, they were a little bit, I felt like they were stronger than what Green Bay's, you know, reports were, that they were digging in, that Green Bay was digging out. Seattle, I heard even more so that, no, there's no way. Several very, very good reporters on the Seattle beat were like, no, why are we even talking about this? This is never happening. And look what happened. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Wow. Still sorting through the details on this. Shelby Harris is gone and Drew Locke. I like Shelby Harris, but as far as the players go, at the end of the day, let's call it what it is as far as that position on the D-line. That'll probably be a target at some point in the draft for the Broncos. Shelby Harris is a good leader, very good player. But you're talking Shelby Harris, Drew Locke right now. Those are the two players. What are the picks? You know number nine's involved, right? Number nine has to be involved. Probably the second round pick. And I'm guessing next year's first. I've been skeptical about this for a long time, you know, about the haul you're going to have to give up. But once it happens, it's kind of like, yeah, who cares? I don't know. I probably would have felt the same way with Rodgers. Who knows, man? But you got your guy. Russell Wilson just seems to fit. Okay, I'm getting a text saying 4 first-round picks. Can you look that up? Let's see if that's legitimate. I'm constantly refreshing Adam Schefter's tweets. I've got other Twitters pulled up. I've got ESPN pulled up here. Right now, I'm just seeing that it's Shelby Harris and Drew Locke and multiple picks. Huh. Let's see. We'll find out. Let's dig in on that. Multiple reports where Lieutenant Spengel's shooting us that 4 first-round picks. That's more than what they were going to have to give up for Rodgers. What we were hearing with Rodgers was more or less a first round pick, second round pick, next year's first round pick, and a player or two. Holyoke says, great move. Love me some Sierra and the 1-2 step. Mr. Unlimited is coming back. Well, coming to Denver. So that was a weird deal, Mr. Unlimited thing. I could do without that, but it was fun to talk about. How we feel in Broncos country? React to this one today. We're still going to have great guests on the program throughout. I got to talk about last night's stuff. Calvin Ridley was the story of the day. He's probably the happiest dude in the world right now. They're not talking about him at all with the whole gambling thing. Again, we're hearing tons of things. Somebody's saying Noah Fant's a part of the trade as well. Noah Fant was always linked to the Broncos, or as far as a trade. His name always came up on that side of it. So right now what we know is that they traded Shelby Harris and Drew Locke and multiple picks, which I think if we're just going to guess, that's at least 2 first-round picks. I think we can all agree that's going to be at least 2 first-round picks. Wow. Details are still emerging right now, but it's got multiple first-round picks are going to Seattle, plus Drew Locke and defensive lineman Shelby Harris. Details are still emerging when all is said and done right now, but the deal will see 3 players with Locke and Harris go to Seattle. So, yeah, Noah Fant's probably the other one. With 2 first-round picks is what I'm getting from ProFootballRumors.com. Is that it's 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and a 5th-round pick. The Broncos will get Wilson plus a round 4 choice. That's, again, Pro Football Rumors has been right on some things. That'd be a haul. That would be about the equivalent of what I thought was going to be the case for Aaron Rodgers. Was 2 first-round picks, a second,
and then a couple of players, a couple of key players. But you listen, Drew Locke's not a key player, no matter what my argument was. Yes, Noah Fant is officially a part of that trade. This is absolutely bizarro world, man. Who saw this coming? Who saw it, man? I mean, this was done. I thought this thing was over with, and the Broncos were going to have to try to figure out a way to make do. I mean, we're talking about all these tier two quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, make no mistake about it, is tier one. This is their franchise guy. He still has a lot of life left in the NFL. There's no doubt. This is wild. He's 33 years old. So you got 2 years and he'll be 35. I mean, you could easily see the Broncos looking at this going, hey, we could probably, who knows? Russell seems to be a good dude, takes care of his body. Who knows? He could do another 5 years. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. And this is the cool thing. Obviously, Russell had to waive his no-trade clause. He had to. There's a no-trade clause in his contract. So he had to waive that, which means he wants to be a Denver Bronco. Von Miller coming back, maybe? Maybe he knew something going on yesterday. Turn this thing out. Let's see. Yeah, that's a good point. If you want to round this out to CSU, Smitty. Bad news is if the Broncos gave up their 2022 first-round pick, they can't select McBride. Yeah, they won't have Noah Fant, so they're going to need a tight end. Wouldn't that have been great? But more than likely, number nine is gone, and next year's first-round pick is gone as well. That would have been awesome to see Trey McBride and Russell Wilson. Oh, wow. Wouldn't that have been great? How you guys feeling? Like this move? Seems like most are pretty excited about it. Smooth texting in. This will be a complete failure. You can quote me on that. Weston says, I just want 58 back. The losing season will feel a little normal. Well, those are Debbie Downer texts. So we know the players in this. It's Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, Drew Locke. Can we live with that? Yeah. Shelby Harris is the biggest loss to me, but you can live with that. The draft picks are what we're still trying to sort out. We're getting texters saying four first rounders. I'm going to other spots, other sources saying we're looking at two first rounders and two second rounders with all the picks, by the way. Yeah, two first round picks, two second round picks, fifth round pick with those three players. That's a haul. I think Adam Schefter tweeted out that this was the biggest trade, maybe one of the biggest trades in NFL history. React to it. We'll come back with more Russell Wilson talk. We will have CSU basketball head coach Nico Medved on the program at 12:30. So it's still championship week, folks. I know it's a big week, and this is going to be absolutely iconic. But there's some great things going on throughout this entire state. You got the NBA league MVP rocking and rolling. He's doing things last night. And you got Russell Wilson now as a Denver Bronco. It's a big deal. And you got CSU getting ready to go in the Mountain West Tournament. CU rolling. UNC. Let's get it going. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. Our game beer of the week is from On the Rocks Liquor. It's from Odell's Brewing in Fort Collins. Positive Latitude IPA. Pick up selections from Odell's or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every single night. The details have officially emerged here. It's Drew Locke, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and a fifth-round pick. How do we feel about the haul for that? It's not three first-round picks, which, again, when we originally were talking about Rodgers and Wilson, three first-round picks seemed pretty steep. Two is still quite a bit, plus second rounds. I mean, the Broncos won't, you know, they won't be picking very often in this year's draft. Ah, it's going to be quite the ride. What do you guys think of it? How many picks do the Broncos have? I'm already getting some texts. Don't they? They have 11, right? So, I mean, they had 11, I should say. But at least, you know, hey, they were, George Payton was acquiring draft picks over and over again. That was part of the plan. That way, when you did make the move for whether it was Rodgers or Wilson, you would still have some. You would still have something to try to get some players late. It's going to take some deep work by George Payton. You know, I looked at it. I said, man, do you really want to take ammunition away from a guy that I think is going to be pretty good at drafting? But it's Russell Wilson. The news of the day. Aaron Rodgers was the news. Where was he going to go? When was he going to make his decision? Well, the Packers offered him a lot of money. Wow. Look at that. Look at that contract. They're trying to get all the details out there, but it is a wild contract. So you had one of the richest deals in NFL history, the richest, and then one of the craziest trades in NFL history. This is a monumental day that couldn't have come at a better time, quite frankly, for the NFL after the whole Calvin Ridley situation. Because we were talking all about that, about the gambling, about what this meant. So Adam Schefter tweeted this, Denver acquiring Russell Wilson has nothing to do with the Aaron Rodgers decision to return to Green Bay. Denver general manager George Payton initiated trade talks with Seattle for Wilson at least 2 weeks ago, per sources. Wow. So this was George Payton. It was never Aaron Rodgers, bro. It was Russell Wilson all this time. Absolutely insane. All right, we'll get into more details on this situation, more of your reaction. We are going to talk some Colorado State basketball. It's what we do here. We're going to catch up with Nico Medved as the Rams are heading to Vegas, getting ready for the Mountain West Conference Tournament. We'll catch you up with Coach on the other side. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Just 33 minutes after the hour. Welcome back in to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, Colorado State Rams head basketball coach, Nico Medved. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time. I know you guys are a little busy right now, but I appreciate the time as always.
Oh, we got nothing going on, Brady. Just another day at the office. No, appreciate you having me on.
Well, looking forward to this. I'm telling you, Thursday is going to be so much fun. I'm ready to go. Heck with March Madness right now. This Mountain West Conference tournament, I've been looking forward to this since day one. I mean, you've got to be just, in a sense, extremely pumped, but also relieved to just get to the tournament because I'm telling you, the Mountain West regular season was a dogfight. It was great entertainment, but it had to be stressful.
Yeah, I mean, really high level basketball this year. I mean, all these games. I mean, you had to bring your A game to just give yourself a chance. And you know, fortunately for us, we came out on the right end of most of those. And yeah, it's as good as the league that I've been around as an assistant and head coach that I can remember. And great coaches, great players, highly competitive. And yeah, it's going to be a dogfight in Vegas, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Highly competitive, but a lot of fun. And I think the league is going to, you know, get rewarded here with all the success it's had.
Yeah, I think we talked about it all year when you looked at every team from one down to almost the basement in the conference. It did feel like almost any team could do something crazy on any given night, which made it even more difficult and also that much more impressive for what you guys were able to do. And then, of course, finishing off Boise State over the weekend. I know the Broncos get the regular season championship, but had to be pretty sweet. sweet for you guys to say, hey, you know what? That's great. We got number two locked up. We took care of the champs twice.
I think it was a great way to end the regular season. It's been a special regular season, you know, in so many ways. And, you know, in particular, you know, obviously the team success on the court, but the fans and the students just coming out like that, turning out and cheering us on. And it was just awesome. So a really cool way to end on senior night in front of, our fifth straight sellout like that. And, you know, we feel really good about what we did in the regular season. But, you know, heck, we enjoyed it. We woke up. We're 0-0, just like everybody who's heading down to Vegas. And, you know, now it's time for the next season, the postseason, which, you know, hopefully is the most fun season of them all.
We're talking to CSU head coach Nico Medved. That environment was absolutely nuts, Coach. I mean, you go back to the rivalry game, the sellouts, the Wyoming game, the Boise State game, the rushing of the court. I mean, it's absolutely unreal, and it's been so fun to watch this program just steadily grow and then burst this season as you guys had so many sellouts there at Moby. What a magical place that place has become to play.
Yeah, it was awesome, and you could just feel it building. And I think, you know, last year from afar, even though we weren't allowed to have fans, you could really feel the support and the interest and energy around the program. And then, you know, finally when the fans had a chance to come out and be a part of it, they really showed out. And then, you know, the team, I'm just so proud of them, the way they performed this year, and it just continued to build and build. And, you know, we really felt good about it, but Brady, to end the season on five straight sellouts is just, it's remarkable, and it's such a testament to the fans and a testament to our players, you know, for performing the way that they did. And I just think there's great synergy with the community and our team, and it's something that I'll always remember.
Well, and I was talking about this the last couple of weeks. I'm like, you always know when the fan base has arrived, when you kind of get offshoot, almost mascot-type fans. You got the Outlaws of Moby going. I know you got, what is the new nickname, Tex now, Coach? I mean, you still have that hat, right?
Man, I what was I thinking? You know what I mean? But, no, those guys, they gave me, myself and my family, cowboy hats after the game against Boise, and so I just thought it would.
We might have lost Coach there, Jades. Let's try to call him again. Let's see if we can get him. Talking about the fan base. We haven't even got into the tournament yet or these teams. Maybe just try to give him a call again, unless that service. They're actually heading out. So it could be a rocky road, but you know what? We'll make the time. We'll certainly do what we can. But what a special season it's been for Colorado State. Coach, sorry, we lost you a little bit there. You were talking about kind of the connection with the fan base, in particular the fun group, the Outlaws of Moby.
No, you were talking about my cowboy hat, and I said that those guys they gave me the gift after the game, and I thought, you know what, I've never worn a cowboy hat before, but now it's as good a time as any. And so I don't know if I look good or not, but we sure had a good time doing it.
It was fantastic, man. And Coach, I love it. I think the fans just eat that up. They absolutely love it. The cool thing is you're so genuine with it. This is what you love. I know this is what you live for. But this group of guys, we've talked about it several times with you. I'm astonished every single day. David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens, your seniors, Kendall Moore, Adam Thistlewood, Chandler Jacobs coming over and helping out. So many special guys on this team that any given night they can do something crazy, whether that's just stacking up the points or not. What a great group of young men you have, Coach.
No, they are. And I tell everybody, I mean, they're better people than they are players. And they're obviously really talented players and play at a high level, but they're just phenomenal young men. And they care about each other. They have high character. They really enjoy engaging with the fans. And you know, you take David Roddy. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, you're going to see him down there an hour after the game, you know, taking pictures, signing autographs, engaging with everyone. And that's really anybody on our team. And it's just a testament to who they are. And I think, you know, you add in all those things, it really just has added to the season that we've had.
Yeah, David Roddy is such a special guy. I mean, I've really gotten to know him, Coach, as you know, throughout our radio show each and every week. I'm always amazed. He's the nicest guy in the world. And then you get him on the floor, and everybody knows that look comes over his face, and it's no longer the fun David Roddy in studio. It's the guy that means business, and you better get out of his way.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point. I think our guys are the nicest guys ever, but when you step between those lines in the game or in practice, for that matter, you come over and watch us practice, this is a highly competitive group. So, you know, they're able to separate that. But, yeah, when it's time to compete against each other or somebody else, that's what they love to do. They love to get after it. And, you know, a guy like him and Isaiah Stevens, you know, really, really lead that charge. And it's a really neat group. And they make my job so fun, and they make it a heck of a lot easier. I know that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a special group, special coaching staff as well. It's a very unique group, and we've had so much fun following you guys all season. Now you wait, so we'll see what happens between Utah State and Air Force. But like we said to start the segment, Coach, not a lot of people will be surprised if any of these teams on this bracket go and do something crazy.
No, I mean, it just, you know, look around the country, and I think everybody goes to these tournaments, and they're 0-0, so everybody's got a kind of a new life, a new hope. They're playing for a championship, and, you know, you can catch lightning in a bottle. You know, you win that first game, and you start to feel good about yourself, and, you know, you just look at how small the margins were in our league this year between winning and losing, and there's so many good teams, and exactly, anybody can beat anybody, and so it's going to be very, very difficult. And the good news for us, we obviously have done it. We have confidence that we can beat anybody and compete with anyone, but we also have a healthy level of respect for everyone that we're playing. And it's a cliche, but it's just worry about the first game. So we'll find out, you know, after that Air Force Utah State game Wednesday afternoon who we play, and we'll go with the same preparation that we always have and go out there ready to compete. If we're fortunate enough to win that game, we'll wake up and figure out who we're playing on Friday. That's kind of what you do, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I love March Madness as much as the next guy, but conference championship week, I mean, tournament week, it's so much fun. Coach, I have to ask, you're going to hate me for it, but have you talked about beyond the conference tournament? Do you feel like you've done enough? Is that or you think, you know what, we've never done enough. We'll stop when they tell us to stop.
I mean, I feel, let's put it this way, without getting ahead of myself, I feel really, really good about what we've done, you know, to worry about the week after. But I think these guys, they've been so good at living in the moment. And I think they understand that, but they also enjoy it. They enjoy competing. They enjoy playing. And they're really looking forward to the Mountain West tournament. And I mean, they're really aware, you know, of what's going on after that. As we all are. Do I think we're an NCAA tournament team? Absolutely, yeah. I do. But we'll worry about that, you know, next Sunday, and we're really looking forward to getting out to Vegas and competing in this tournament here.
I know when I asked David that, he's like, "Hey, shut your mouth right now."
Exactly.
But how exactly. Rewarding was it for you guys, Coach, to climb back into that top 25 and to do it with the last regular season game beating Boise State? I mean, that had to be pretty cool for you guys to get back to that spot.
You know, it's weird. We hadn't even really talked about it or put much thought into it at all. I know we were at one point, and I think as teams, we just always, you know, believed in ourselves. We think we're a good team, and we can compete at a high, high level. And the way I thought we finished the season really well. I thought we were playing some of our best basketball, and, you know, seasons are full of ebbs and flows. And I think we're playing really, really well, and I think that's reflected, you know, by the coaches and the AP poll. But, again, that's just, you're only as good as you play the next night, you know? I mean, that's the way this stuff goes. It's not how good you are, it's how well you play. And we have a lot of confidence in how we can play, but if we just keep doing what we're doing, the rest takes care of itself.
No surprise, Coach, last one for you. You mentioned, you know, your special players, amazing guys all around, but obviously you see David Roddy named the Mountain West Player of the Year by the league's media. Isaiah Stevens placed on the second team. I mean, we all kind of thought that was going to happen, but man, I tell you, I was shocked at how good the competition really was. I mean, there was five, six guys that any, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of big arguments about who that top guy is, but I think we all agree here in this area, it had to be David Roddy.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm biased, obviously, Brady, but if he didn't win that, there would have had to be an investigation. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I think he deserved it. But I think, you know, it's so impressive when you factor in how good the league is this year, and like you said, the level of talent. So to be able to win that award that way is such a testament to him, and for Isaiah Stevens to be all conference in a league like this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how good of a player you have to be and how productive you have to be. But I think maybe even bigger than that, the one thing you learn is you don't win those awards unless your team is successful. And I think it speaks to the team. And I know David and Isaiah would tell you that too, is the fact that we've won and had such a great season. with those guys playing the way that they have. You know, it allows you to get that those individual awards. And I think that's what's so cool about team sports. You do well, individuals start to get recognition, and they deserve all the recognition they get.
Yeah, well, again, Coach, congratulations on all of your regular season accomplishments. I know you guys are saying, hey, that doesn't matter now. This next stint of the season begins, and it's been such a delight. Record-breaking as far as attendance. It's, you know, what an amazing place that spot has become. Seeing it, you know, a few times this year, Coach, on CBS Sports, I'm really like, wow, look at what the national scene is. Look at what the national folks get to see. These fans going nuts and you guys winning basketball games and exciting ways. I love it.
It's been a blast, and like I told you guys, hey, this is March now. This is what you live for as a player and a coach and a fan, and we put ourselves in a great position here, and let's hope the best is yet to come.
Well, I know Boise State has that number one next to them, but you guys are the best team in the conference, and I don't think there's much argument. Coach, congratulations again. Best of luck to you. We'll be looking out for you, and we'll try to catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it.
All right. There we go. Head coach CSU of the CSU men's basketball team. That's Nico Medved. I like it, though. They're in, right? I mean, yeah, they're 100% in. Nico's like, yeah, dude, we're in, right? They're not screwing them over this year because, like he said with Roddy, there's going to be an investigation if Colorado State is not in this thing. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this Rodgers stuff. I got Calvin Ridley news. I got Nikola Jokic continues to do MVP things. I know the Russell Wilson, it's nuts, man. I'm rocked. I had my script here. Jades and I went over it in pre-show today, and it's thrown out the window. But that's what you do sometimes. It's a big day. If you are a Colorado sports fan, you are having the time of your life right now. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Hull Show. I got to tell you a couple things put down in your calendar, okay? We're going to be out at the GO on March 14th, 5 to 6, for a special whole show program. Almost said whole show show. Obviously, the whole show will be rolling 12 to 2 normal time, but I'm going to be out at the GO 5 to 6 o'clock for our basketball edition. We'll be out there for a remote. Here's the thing, Hulligans. If you're in our bracket challenge, and if you're not yet, let us know. Shoot us a text if you want to get in. 888-530-0043. I'll be out there 5 to 6. Bring your brackets that you fill out. And if you bring your bracket, you can spin the Wheel of Destiny, which we are in the process of constructing right now. And there's going to be prizes on there. $25 gift certificates to the GOAT. Nuggets tickets. GOAT memorabilia. I believe our friends from Red Wing Shoes are going to be throwing in some cool things, too. So you're not going to want to miss it. Make sure you come out, hang out with us, talk basketball. It's going to be an exciting time. We got a couple of teams we know for sure. We know the Rams are getting in. You know, will the Cowboys get in? Will Wyoming get in? Will UNC win the Big Sky Conference Tournament? We'll see you suddenly do something miraculous in the Pac-12 and get in. Highly unlikely, but still, special time. Great time. Come out. Maybe we'll talk about Russell Wilson, too. That's the GOAT, the best sports bar around. They got 36 HD TVs. Okay, calm down a little bit. The adrenaline has gone away. Listen, Russell Wilson is a name. So you get excited by that name. Whew, now that we're kind of looking at this, what's the expectations for the Broncos now? Maybe that's our poll question in the second hour, Jades. We'll put that together. Now that the Broncos have Russell Wilson, what are the expectations? Playoffs? Okay. How about getting past the second round or the first round? Is it getting deep into the playoffs? Is it AFC Championship? Is it the Super Bowl? What are your expectations? Here's the deal. Don't you think if the Broncos don't make the playoffs, which I know it sounds unlikely, but the AFC's stacked, dude. If the Broncos don't make the playoffs, this would be considered a failure, even though it's a two-year. It's what? He got 2 years left. Odds are they're going to try to sign him for another, 2 to 3 years after that. But if you don't make it year one, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure. Is the pressure on the Broncos, though, not just to make the playoffs, but, okay, you just traded two first-round picks, two second-round picks, first round including number 9, by the way, and two starters. Whether you want to argue about, we can argue about Noah Fant all day long, but Noah Fant was a starter. Shelby Harris was a starter. If you don't make it past the first round of the playoffs, would it be considered a failure? I'm going to stay consistent here. I didn't think the Broncos were a contender with Aaron Rodgers necessarily. I don't think they're a contender with Russell Wilson. Now, that's not to say I don't believe in any kind of way they could not win the Super Bowl. We still have free agency to go, and we still have the draft. But as this team is constructed right now, I don't see a Super Bowl team. But if they get two or three guys that make sense in free agency, which they might, and they have a decent draft late, Then we might change the conversation. But I'd like to know from the Hooligans, what are your expectations now for the Broncos? We'll have that up at thewholeshow.com. Be patient with me. We'll get it up during the break. But now that the Broncos have Russell, what are your expectations? Listen, a lot of people are like, well, this is going to be a failure. Russell's been going down. His numbers weren't bad last year. I mean, 3,000 yards. He threw for, 25 touchdowns and 6 picks. He only played in played in 14 games. He missed 2 because of the finger. They were 6-8. Would they have gone 500 if he would have not missed 2? Who knows? They'd missed the playoffs. Seattle doesn't miss the playoffs. In Russell's career, he's only had one losing record, and that was last year. So, listen, this is a good thing, Broncos country. I'm telling you, this is a good thing. I'm just saying, with great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man, Jades. That's a new one for you to watch. This is now, the pressure has now been ramped up for the Broncos. Playoffs, of course, but you might expect a little bit more because you kind of went all in on Russell Wilson. And I'm not disagreeing necessarily. I was terrified of the haul to give up for Aaron Rodgers. The age thing kind of makes me feel a little bit better because he's, 33? I do feel better about that. All right, we'll talk about it. I'll get the poll question up, the Method Flow Products poll question. Also tell you about something else we're doing. We got a watch party coming up on Friday, next Friday, at the Eaton Country Club. You're not going to want to miss that. Or at McCarty's Grill. We'll be right back.